This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everyone to Free Talk Live, and we're continuing this Corona coverage, although we're trying to branch out and not just focus on the fear-mongering, not spread all these negative vibrations over the air, trying to keep it positive here.
We have to spread vibrations over the air. That's how radio works.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying positive vibrations, though. So in studio we have...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And you could join in on the broadcast by calling in to 855-453 or 855-450-3733. Or join in on the on-air.
Can you say free?
Free.
Free.
Okay, it sounds like you say three.
Yeah, okay. So my whole life I've been or you could join in on the on-air Discord call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm. So my whole life, you know, I'm, for those of you unaware, I'm Canadian.
You're a frog.
And all right, that's muting mic number two here. Ian, shut up.
Except that's his mic now.
So
thanks, bro.
So that's right. Yeah, you Americans, you do it counterclockwise, right? Oh, very intuitive, like the imperial system.
I don't counterclockwise. I don't even know how that would work.
The mics are labeled.
Oh, that. Yeah. That. Oh, okay. I thought you were something.
It's stretching it to call a rectangular desk a clock.
No, I'm saying it's clockwise in terms of...
Clock.
That's not the point. Yeah. The point is that my whole life I would pronounce the number three as free, like F-R-E-E. Mm-hmm. And I recently got over that, but now I'm overcompensating. So when it's supposed to be free, I'm saying free, just because like my whole life people can... Although my mother, who's listening, hi, Mom.
Well, you're going to get a lot of practice on this show.
She would say tree, so the number tree...
I see.
So I think it's like an over. Wow. Anyway, so I'm getting there. So I want to talk about the. So here we go. The coronavirus response. Speaking of trees, the coronavirus response. Hospitals rated best, and you won't guess who's rated worst. This is from a Gallup poll.
Hold on. So this is a Gallup poll of Americans asking who's handling this the best.
Yes. This is their approval rating or disapproval rating of how it's been handled.
So they were given different categories: hospitals, other things. Yes. How are they doing, basically?
Yes. So hospitals rated at the top with 88% approval, 10% disapproval. After that, you have with high approval rating. Believe it or not, your children's school or daycare. 83% approval rating. State government, 82.
Yeah. Well, most of the schools are completely closed.
Because of the state government.
Well, yeah, that's the best education they've ever given.
Right. Unfortunately, they're still trying to do classes. They're still doing online classes, from what I understand. Yeah. So the kids are still having to show up to this crap.
Or homeschooling.
But the thing is, that means their parents are going to see the lessons, and that's going to have a serious chilling effect on the propaganda, I think.
True, because the parents are probably home. So, yeah, they're more likely. To see it.
Oh, yeah, and I heard that some professors, like the gender studies and the basket weaving and, like, you know, the real, like, toxic, insane ones, they're not liking the fact that they have to have to make public their lectures because people are going to realize just that they're advocating communism, advocating class warfare,
genocide.
Sex warfare. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of women's professors out there saying, kill all the white people. Even white ones, which, you know, they shouldn't have psychotic teachers. That's a bad plan.
And they say we're a deaf cult for the April 1st protests.
We're a deaf cult?
Well, that's the joke. Well, yeah, some of these anti-freedom libertarians who exist. You have libertarian fascists, so you might as well have anti-freedom libertarians who are saying that because...
I thought we were an anti-cowardice cult.
As soon as... It was announced that y'all were, at least tentatively announced, I mean, I don't know what the status of it is, because a lot of things could change between now and April 1st, but the protest in Concord over these, just the total tyranny that's being enacted because of a pandemic of fear, the pandemic of fear, the pandemic of pandemonium regarding this virus, you have some so-called libertarians saying,
pandemic of panic.
Pandemic of panic.
That's what you were looking for.
They say, hopefully all those free keeners, you know, die and, you know, get the virus and kill each other and it's just because as soon as there's a panic, and as soon as someone in a white lab coat,
if 2% of the free keeners died, we might not notice. I mean,
because there aren't that many.
There aren't 100 of us. Yeah. There aren't 50 of us.
That'd be a fraction of a person if 2%.
Exactly. I mean, but it's all integers. You can't have half a person die.
That's a good point. So here we have 80% approval.
You could die a little inside.
It's already happened. Government.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Every
yeah.
day. Die inside of it every day. Well, that's what college is. Government health agencies such as the CDC or National Institute of Health, 80% approval, 17% disapproval.
80% approving of the CDC?
Yeah. Yeah. So
see, people just buy into all this crap.
But it gets interesting here. So now this is where you get the lower numbers. So all of those, so more than half of the numbers on here are in the 80s, right? So now the first entity on here that doesn't have an 80% that has an approval rating of below 80% is Vice President Mike Pence, who Donald Trump has, you know, put ahead at the head of his coronavirus task force.
Well, what's his percent?
61% approval.
Well, now we're getting political.
President
right?
Trump has 60% approval, yeah. which is like his highest.
That's
ever.
Amazing.
Yeah,
that is a really high approval rating for a president.
Congress has 59% approval.
Oh my God. That's gone way up.
But you won't guess who has the lowest approval rating at 44%. The news media.
Interesting.
Oh.
And it has a 55% disapproval rating. And I don't blame them because the media has been the absolute worst about this. As I said, if it bleeds, it leads. So I understand that. I understand that point, but like the...
It's beyond that. It's beyond that. I think it's about agenda, because if the media plays up how bad it's going to be, and then it's a nothing burger, then the government looks great.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know?
And then that by having martial law and isolating people and this forced stay-at-home, people are going to think that works, right? And then, we're going to do that for if there's a terrorist attack, or we're going to do that if there's a hurricane. And then they're just going to say, hey, we're saving so many lives by having people never leave our house. Why don't we just make this permanent?
Yeah, and of course, we don't know, because that's what Bastiat calls what is unseen, Every policy has, observed effects. But then it also has the effects of the things that don't happen and the things you don't see as a result.
Absolutely. And so now here, this next article I have.
Have you read Bastiat?
No, never.
Oh, he rocks. Definitely you want to read The Law by Bastiat.
It's short.
Sure. Okay. All right. Good to know. All right. Yeah, I'll keep that up because I have a lot of stuff on the reading list here. So one of the most militant, governors, at least as better, but I've noticed, is Governor Andrew Cuomo, who just last week was demanding that Trump deploy the army in New York to help out. New York is overtaking the California and Washington State as being what they call the epicenter of coronavirus. So now here we go. This is from Breitbart.com.
All hotbeds of liberalism, which is kind of hilarious.
Well, and also the big cities, too, though. The big international cities.
Yeah, and New York is the 50th least free state. It's the worst of all the bad. It's even less free than California, and by a large margin.
And to be fair, they're also all sanctuary cities.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Run by just absolutely just total scumbags. Now, obviously, many people listening would say, well, most politicians are scumbags. Yeah, I know. But in the case of New York, it's even worse. You have people like Bloomberg. You have people like, here you go, Andrew Cuomo, who said that, I think
Hillary Clinton. Hillary is from New York. She's not from New York, but she lives in New York.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, I don't know if she's from New York, but
she's from New York. She's from like White Plains. She's from upstate New York and pretends to be from the Bronx.
Naturally. Yeah, anyways.
White Plains is like a hoity-toity kind of community.
So we have Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York saying quarantining everyone, quote, probably not the best public health strategy. So he's doing a 180 there.
You think?
New York, this was published today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Thursday that quarantining everyone together in New York City is probably not the best public health strategy in the fight against the spread of a Wuhan coronavirus.
And the spread of people killing each other. Can you imagine, 13 million New Yorkers all suffering from cabin fever at the same time? It's going to be a bloodbath.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And so, although I think... He maybe he had a good point.
Why is he saying that, though?
Yeah, no, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. So get to that and more. I actually have some First Amendment news, very troubling First Amendment news. Private sector's heartening response to COVID. All of that and more coming up. And your calls at 855-453. This
also, Sununu's news order is out. I have it.
Oh, awesome. We'll read that on the other side coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DinoVite.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DinoVite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Free Talk Live. And if you'd like to join in on the program, you can feel free to do so by calling 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, or join in on the on-air call-in lines on the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. We're going to get into the reasoning as to why New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is maybe starting to admit that maybe they done goofed with the whole, you know, quarantining millions of people on the island in the city. Then we're going to go to Minister Freeman says he has the text of the order from New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. But first, I want to tell you all about ForkFest 2020. So ForkFest 2020, you could join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket costs. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th. Until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You could simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you could create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You could connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That is ForkFest.party. And so now before, let's see.
Right, so what's this guy saying, this Cuomo?
Cuomo, yeah, and I just want to remind, so now Cuomo is he's a Democrat, and
he's an arch-authoritarian is what he
is. Oh, absolutely, yeah, yes. And I think he might have done a favor, right, to some of the liberty lovers in his state, because when he got in, he said, and I remember this, he told in 2014 when he was elected, he told conservative Republicans, specifically anyone who is pro-traditional marriage, pro-life, or pro-gun, that they, quote, have no place in the state of New York.
Yet they still stay, these libertarians in New York still stick it out there. I mean, what's it going to take?
Man. See, maybe what? He knew. He was warning them. Maybe he's a secret libertarian. Yeah. He's trying to get all the liberals and, you know, a status to die in New York, right? So he's quarantining it. And he tried to warn all the people ahead of time.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
If you so don't
that's
want...
outlandish even for me.
If you don't want to be at war, get out of the war zone.
Yeah.
We're creating a peace zone. We need you. Come fight for peace.
You've already got the crappy weather. Just move a little bit east.
Yep.
And you know, better, less pollution, too. It's anyway. So I'm just going to
Everything's better in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's like number one or number two, depending on which list of the free estates that you look at. New York is number 50 on every list.
Yeah.
So Cuomo says, quote, what we did was we closed everything down. That was our public health strategy. Just close everything, Cuomo recalled. He admitted during his daily press conference that he might have done
things differently. Is he talking about last week? Or is he talking about some other time?
No, he's talking about last week.
Okay.
Currently, yeah.
Sounds like he's reflecting on something a long time ago.
Well, you know.
You're still closed down,
well,
buddy.
The reason is because he's writing the thing to try and distance himself from his responsibility in it.
Oh, yeah. Just
so he's talking about it like, oh, yes, mistakes were made, but we're past that now.
And just a few days ago, he was saying that he was trying to use the most disgusting appeal to emotion, saying that, oh, my mother, you know, your grandmother, they all have a right to live, and trying to guilt people into just accepting his rule. It's absolutely disgusting. He admitted during his daily press conference that he might have done things differently. Quote, if you rethought that or had time to analyze that public health strategy, I don't know that you would say, quote, quarantine everyone. He said, I don't even know what was the best public health policy. He suggested that younger people quarantined with the elderly might have spread the virus more quickly. And he says, young people then quarantined with old people was probably not the best public health strategy,
oh,
he said.
Oh, God, no, because you got to figure, they'd be avoiding them like the plague if they weren't, oh, so to speak. Well, I guess it's too soon for that. Okay. But they would be avoiding the old people like the plague if they didn't get quarantined because of the plague and give them the plague.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Because the younger people could have been exposing the older people with an infection. And I've heard one solution that would have been better instead of quarantining everyone was just having the people who were more at risk to quarantine themselves, right? And so they're the ones who has a sanitizer and all the people who...
Yeah.
It's a voluntary quarantine.
Exactly. Huh?
There should be quarantine islands for people who are real scared that they could go to in such a crisis and be only with other germaphobes who are willing to follow all the rules. But you can't make grind society to the halt because you're scared.
Currently, there have been 385 deaths from the coronavirus in New York City. Cuomo said that going forward, he would work on a, quote, smarter strategy, possibly allowing younger people and people who have recovered from the virus to go back to work. He noted that both the state of New York and the federal government were both trying to decide how to get people back to work in a way that did not threaten lives or risk outbreaks in the rest of the country. We have to do both, he says.
Just flip all your burgers at home. Or repeatedly wash your own clothes.
So, Minister Freeman, you said you have a New Hampshire governor, so FEMA region. We're FEMA region 1. I think New York is in the same FEMA region. I'm unsure. You said you have the text of his decree?
Yeah, the order is finally out. We discussed it earlier briefly that the state of New Hampshire is finally going on a stay-at-home order, although the governor was very careful to say that he is not putting the entire state on a so-called shelter in place, which would be you can't even leave your house, basically. So there are some provisions that do allow people to leave in this case. I'm skipping past the entire 2 pages where it's like, whereas the CDC reports that blah, blah, blah. There's like 2 pages of these whereases. So skipping past all that, getting to the actual...
With many as's of great weight.
Yeah, so getting to the actual order...
Do they turn into a donkey for a whereas?
Number one, the identified services in Exhibit A are defined as essential services.
Werewolf.
So there's a whole other exhibit attached to this that goes pages and pages listing the essential services that are exempted from this order. Two, all businesses and other organizations who don't provide essential services shall close their physical workspaces and facilities to workers, customers, and the public and cease all in-person operations as of 11:59 p.m. tomorrow, so March 27th, the end of the day, and shall not reopen until May 4th, 2020. All businesses or other organizations providing essential services shall develop strategies, procedures, and practices for allowing social distancing protocols consistent with guidance by the CDC. Now, here's the part about the individual and where they're free to go in this case. Beginning at 11:59 p.m. on March 27th, New Hampshire citizens shall stay at home or in their place of residence with the following exceptions. Now, there's quite a few of these. A, leaving home to get fresh air or exercise, providing that social distancing protocols are consistent with guidance from the Division of Public Health are observed. So they're saying you can leave to go get exercise. They're not limiting the amount of exercise. They just want you to stay away from people while you do it. B, leaving home for outdoor recreation, provided that appropriate social distancing is observed, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, none of this is a struggle for me.
Such recreation complies with any limitations contained within executive orders. Leaving home to run essential errands, such as going to the grocery store, pharmacy, laundromat, or fulfilling any other errands an individual determines to be essential for everyday needs. That's a pretty big loophole right there.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to break...
I think they're making fun of me describing my ordinary life.
We'll break that down coming right up. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive Navy hospital ship is heading to New York.
We're going to be landing at Pier 90 in Manhattan to provide hospital surge capacity for the New York metropolitan area. So it's a surge capacity. They may use it for this, or they may have other people coming in from hospitals.
President Trump talking to reporters at the White House. The USNS Comfort will make its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot on Saturday. Regarding the Senate passing a $2 trillion relief package, President Trump has a message for the House.
The House of Representatives must now pass this bill, hopefully without delay. I think it's got tremendous support.
The Dow was up for the third day in a row. That puts Wall Street on pace to have its best week in nearly 80 years. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,351 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live, radio where you control the airwaves. There is still time to call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could go onto the on-air call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm. In studio, we have
Tian.
And nobody.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And right before we get to the calls on hold, let's have Minister Freeman finish reading the text of the King. He doesn't deserve that.
His Excellency.
Oh, they do call him that.
Says Chris, right there at the top of the order.
Oh, perfect, Kristen. I mean, the fact that this is, you know, is, dude, it's 2020, and you're still calling
him
titles.
Has he become the Minister of Information or something?
Well, why? This is a very okay.
He keeps
Pope
calling you Minister Freeman.
Excuse me, Pope Nobody.
I am a minister.
Ecumenical cast tonight, right? We have Pope Nobody. We have Minister Freeman. Yeah. And I'll give myself. I'm Saint Vincent, right?
My papal name is Pope Indigent the First.
Oh, excuse me, Pope Indigent.
The Church of the Invisible Hand.
Before Ian continues here, I just want to say that it says May 5th, right? Or excuse me, May 4th. It says May 4th is
the expiration for the stay-at-home order.
The quote expiration, it's always subject to change. Even the article we were talking about is subject to change. I just want to say, Keene State College, for slip there. I go to Keene State, and they were originally going to have campus be closed until mid-April, right?
Uh-huh.
And they didn't even wait a week until they said, nope, campus is closed for not just this semester, most likely for campus. I mean, for still. most likely for summer semester. I'll avoid it in the fall. We're still having like online classes, but I can't do my WKNH terrestrial show anymore because the student center's closed. So they didn't even wait a week before they said, oh, we got to shut down everything.
Yeah,
because one person got sick.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah, because I think the first person allegedly died, died from the corona, they say. There's one person who died so far in New Hampshire, which is a tragedy, but to shut down the state and enact tyranny, that is an overreaction does not even begin to describe what it is. But yeah, so
well, and if you want to see how bad overreaction can get, go check out some video of what went on in China. Then reflect on, we've got about 5 degrees of civilization on them, maybe? You know, our government does all the things in other countries that their government does. And our government does unofficially and off the books all the things that their government does.
Or they just call it by a different name.
So you know, it's only our government is only a two-party state is only one party better than a one-party state.
That's a very good way to put it.
So the stay-at-home order, it's probably not going to change very much for most people because most businesses have already restricted their employees to working at home. They're taking these measures to protect their employees from this, even though, again, I think it's way overblown. But if it's their choice to do it, then that's fine. And so they're talking about the things that individuals can do. So, again, they're restricting all businesses who aren't doing essential services to stay home and don't open up to the public. Then, as far as what individuals can do, you can leave to get fresh air or exercise, but you have to follow the so-called social distancing rules. You can do outdoor recreation. You can leave home to run essential errands like grocery store, pharmacy, laundromat visits, or fulfilling any other errands an individual determines to be essential for everyday needs. So that's like, and it would be interesting, I'm curious to see if other orders have that line in it, because I was guessing this was just going to be boilerplate, it was going to be the same thing as every other state, but I wonder if that's in other states. Does Massachusetts' order have the same wording? Does New York's order have the same wording? Because to me, that's a pretty big open-ended statement, like, the individual can determine. Is what it says, what their everyday essential, whatever errands they need to run. D, leaving a home to visit spouse, parent, or child, to provide care for another person, to go to the gas station. Different ones. To order and pick up takeout food, receiving deliveries from Amazon, UPS, FedEx, Postal Service, or other deliveries. I, leaving home to receive essential medical care or essential medical services, leaving home for purposes of an individual's employment if the individual is employed at a business or organization that provides essential services, or a business or organization to whom this order does not apply, pursuant to Section 5 to 7. And then finally, K, leaving home for purposes of employment in cases where an individual is working remotely for a business that does not provide essential services. So that's kind of a confusing one. So apparently you can leave your house to go to work at a business that's supposed to be closed if you're working remotely for that business. So if you have like a call center for the business that's supposed to be closed, you can go work. Anyway, the order also doesn't apply to...
That's actually an excellent loophole.
It doesn't apply to government schools. It doesn't apply to state government or county governments or legislative bodies or the judicial branch or the general court. And it does not. Number 7, the order shall not apply to any church, synagogue, mosque, or other house of worship, provided those organizations still comply with the previous order, which limited to only 10 people.
So actually what I proposed would be on the table.
And what did you propose?
I actually proposed reopening the area that we used to use as a gathering space in Keene for the church, because I'm more concerned about people killing themselves than I am about people catching this virus at this point. People have to have some place where they can go once in a while and unload on person, because dealing with people on Facebook just makes you hate them.
That's a very good point. My You know, I saw someone in the chat in the Discord on air chat who said that they would have to have a remote session with a therapist. And you know, for me, you know, I go to therapy sessions on campus, and it's going to also have to be remote, which like adds just this whole other level of complexity because it, you know, obviously via Zoom, it's not supposed to be recorded, right? And it's like one of the issues we're having is HIPAA, which I forget what it stands for, but it's about
the
like
health protection.
Yeah, health protection. A lot of the stuff that they, the resources available aren't HIPAA compliant, so that's an issue. So yeah,
I'm very glad. Didn't Trump waive HIPAA though, at least somewhat, to allow more teledoctoring?
I'm unsure, but one of the few positive sides of this is that Trump is using this as an excuse to deregulate things even further. So I'm glad you're focusing on the mental health nobody aspect of this. Pope Indigent the First. Here we're just going to go to David from New Mexico who wants to talk about the virus. Welcome. Thanks for
calling. Dave's not here.
Dave's not home, man.
All right, so what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
Let me in, Dave.
There seems to be stop me if you've addressed this, but I haven't heard it addressed very much, if at all, gaps in logic in attacking the problem. The idea, the resources, meaning everything, the energy of staying home, et cetera, seems to be misdirected. And yes, obvious, that's what you're talking about. It's all misdirected. But specifically, the danger seems to be to elderly people that are already in bad shape. If you look at the 100% of the people that have died, like 90% of them have been elderly people in bad shape already.
Yes.
And yet they're quarantining the entire country, basically, under the guise of protecting people from dying. But the people that are dying are, well, once again, the elderly that are already in bad shape.
That's right.
So
and the thing is,
logically, go ahead.
They should be battening down the hatches on the retirement centers. No more visitors for a while. You guys just try. I mean, don't make them stay inside, but encourage them to stay inside.
Right, and the other thing is there are two more things. One, they're doing testing, which, to my knowledge, the testing that I've heard of them doing, you don't get an immediate test result, although that's on its way. You're not getting results.
Yes, 2 weeks for
right, and so there, people, the tests are just a complete waste of time because they're running around for that entire 2 weeks before they get their test result. So what's the point?
All right, well, thank you for having us. You have to call in about the second point later. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Final segment of the evening for Free Talk Live. I think it's been a great first show, first chairing, and I think it's went very well. So thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of it. Thank you, Minister Freeman, for giving me the opportunity. And so now in the I want to say that I at least covered something. As we talked about this over the break, right, where tonight's episode, it wasn't just all covering COVID-19. It's covering the reaction to it, which is very important.
That's all that I've been talking about. I mean, what else can you say about a virus?
Oh, well,
it's the response.
But
that's interesting.
Very few else unrelated, at least, is being reported on in the news. Right, my evening show, Questioning Authority, which you could catch on Saturdays 10 p.m. on LRN.FM. I've been trying. Thank you. Yes, I've been making a conscious effort to find non-corona related news, and It's just been almost impossible, even for today. But actually, I do want to get through this one article I have, because this actually is important First Amendment news. So, for long-time listeners, no
There's
surprise.
Still a First Amendment?
There's something called the First
Amendment. The amendment's still there.
Yeah, it's written down on the piece of paper.
That whole right to assemble part's out the window at this point.
Because there's a pandemic, it's different.
Orwell called it, you know, if you redefine all the words... Mm-hmm. Or you just lie about what things mean, then it doesn't matter what they put on paper.
So we have, this is from Huffington Post, because I like to get a diverse range of political opinions, so I do my news show prep. Alex Jones loses Sandy Hook court appeal, must now pay nearly $150,000 in legal fees.
This is breaking, or this is March
26th.
Huh, okay.
The InfoWars host is being sued by 9 people whose family members were killed in the shooting at Connecticut Elementary School.
Oh, maybe he lost an initial hearing in this case previously.
Yeah,
so I feel
this
like
is an appeal, so he's lost several times.
Okay.
But just the implication for free speech. So Alex Jones, a conspiracy theorist, he's actually a fellow GCN radio show host, the Alex Jones Show, a conspiracy theorist and reported repeated loser of court battles, was ordered when... And so obviously we're putting for bias in here.
Well, a tough post.
Well, I know. I shouldn't expect anything different. But Wednesday to pay more than $20,000 in attorney's fees after losing another appeal in a defamation case related to the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
If anybody should be unsurprised that Alex Jones loses every time Alex Jones goes to court, it should be Alex Jones. Shouldn't he expect that?
I mean, well, yeah, because...
The whole system is rigged, and he's right about that. He's wrong, I think, about a lot of the ways that it's rigged, and he's also, you know, completely out of his mind, but...
Well, I'm sure he could say the same thing about you, Pope Nobody, if he hears some of the stuff you got to say, but...
Yeah, it's true.
It doesn't matter if he's right or wrong. He now owes nearly $150,000 in legal fees before he even faces a jury. The Texas Court of Appeals sided with Sandy Hook father Neil Heslin, who for years has been attacked by conspiracy theorists who falsely claim the school shooting in which 20 children and 6 adults were killed never happened. Heslin's lawsuit accuses Jones and his website InfoWars of defamation after Jones claimed the parents of the dead children were, quote, crisis actors who helped stage the shooting. Jones is now being sued by 9 family members.
This is where Jones completely misunderstands the way the government operates. Why bother getting a whole 60 people together to do a fake shooting when you can achieve the same thing by sending one kid in with a gun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
That's the easier way to pull off the whole scam. You only need one kid.
But yeah, and I was.
And you can, you know, give him the full MK Ultra treatment to make him do it.
Oh, but, yeah,
easy
that's
as
very
pie
true.
For them.
And, you know, as Jones says, in Jones' words, the SSRIs and, like, the mood suppressors, like Prozac, that's what he calls them, suicide mass murder pills. And, you know, I listened to the Alex Jones years ago.
Yeah, but then he's on both sides of the argument, is he? Because if they did it because they're on Prozac, then they did it.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, and I understand what you mean by that. And I was listening, like, on the day it happened, and he's like, I had a dream where men in black uniforms with rifles rappelled from the ceiling and killed kids. And so, I mean, he's been flip-flopping on this a lot.
I've always thought that Alex Jones's job was to make libertarians look stupid in the same way that Fox News's job is to make conservatives look stupid.
There is a valid argument for that. So,
Jones isn't a libertarian.
Jones is
he
used to claim to be.
He did use the word for himself. I think
now he's a Trumper all in.
Now.
Jones's most recent appeal to dismiss Heslin's lawsuit was found to be, quote, frivolous. The court ruled Wednesday Jones was ordered to pay $22,250 in attorney's fees. Jones was also, according to Jones, right, the Connecticut firm that is suing him has to do with, like, politicians and such. Mm-hmm. It's like, even whatever you think, let's say you hate Jones because he's, you know, saying all this stuff or conspiracy theories. I mean, what's happening to him isn't right. I mean, this is, you know, First Amendment protected speech, and it's called lawfare, right?
But he's still got an appeal to the Supreme Court. I know he has not gone to the Supreme Court. I would have read about it many times by now.
But the thing is, with lawfare, it doesn't matter.
Where First Amendment cases get decided, though.
Oh, I know. But in the meantime, what they do is lawfare, where they could, you know, the suit could just be totally frivolous. They could have no ground, just in general. But the process, right? Because in this country, if you lose a suit, you don't have to pay like in the UK and other places. If you sue someone and you lose, you have to pay their legal defense. But in the United States, that doesn't happen for better or for worse.
Happens when under special circumstances where something is frivolous.
But in this case, when they have lawfare, it's to... The point isn't to beat them in court. The point is to bleed them dry of financial resources in the process.
Oh, I know. That's what they did with me with the machete. They prosecuted me twice for a felony for being a felon in possession of a garden tool, which isn't even a weapon under the law. That's lawfare, I know.
And you beat that, I believe, correct?
I beat it twice.
Oh, wonderful.
But I'm still out $1,600, so who won?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Jones, time.
Jones was also ordered to pay approximately $25,000 in October after a court sanctioned him. And in December, he was ordered to pay $100,000 in legal fees after a Texas judge ruled his defense team, quote, intentionally disregarded an earlier order to produce witnesses. Attorney Mark Bankston, who is representing Heslin and other families suing Jones, told HuffPost in a statement that the latest victory for his client spells the end for Jones. Quote, it is rare to see a legal
defense. I doubt that.
It is, yeah, I know. I mean, I wonder what they asked Jones.
What does that mean, even? He's going to die?
He's going to, well, I know, and like.
But did he die?
No, he's not, as far as I know, he's still alive. That's so,
You got three callers, man.
Yeah, and we're at the end of the show, dude. It is rare to see a legal defense so incompetent and disrespectful to the end. The law that caused a defendant to rack up $150,000 in fines during preliminary motions before even reaching the trial, Bankston said. These fines are only the beginning. A far greater reckoning awaits Mr. Jones. So, I mean, this is being very clear.
Okay, so this case isn't even over yet. These are just fines related to
Exactly. We're racking up the fines there. So then they just add that. Sorry, let's do some radio graffiti, giving credit to where credit's due. That's Ghost from True Capitalist Radio's term. All right, we have Aaron in Newtown, L.A. What's on your mind? Real quick, like 10 seconds.
Hey, sorry, man. This is Aaron in New Orleans.
New Orleans, excuse me.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling to say, you know, before Mardi Gras, we had maybe one or two cases of COVID-19. Now we're right behind New York City as far as being the epicenter as far as per capita numbers. I mean, you can't invite 500,000 people down and not expect to, you know, to spread whatever they have around.
Absolutely. I didn't know that. Thank you. Are you worried?
Oh yeah, I mean we're on basically shelter in a place. You can go out for, you know, essentials and things, and law enforcement really doesn't hassle anyone, but it's pretty much at your own risk.
Are you more worried about the government or the disease?
I'm more worried about the virus. I don't think, you know, the government right now, they're kind of like playing hands off. I think they're just as afraid as everyone else is.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks. Hopefully it works out for you. Here we go. We have Paul in Tampa, Florida. Real quick, wants to talk about Corona. Big surprise. All right, 10 seconds. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just figured it out. If you don't choose to be a resident, the government can't tell you to stay home. If you don't choose to be a resident...
Well, now, that's an interesting legal argument, and I'd love to see you make it when the cops pull you over on video. I hope that you will record video of that and put it online so we can all see how that goes.
And San Francisco learned that when they exempted homeless. Then the second thing, you will not get your $1,200 check unless you can prove to the government that you're a subject of the Washington, D.C. people.
That's one of the reasons why I wouldn't cash it.
That's a very good point. Thank you for your call. There will be more time tomorrow, 7 to 10 p.m. Free Talk Live. Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. It's been a great show. Let's see here.
Good job, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, anyway, so thanks, everyone, so much for listening.
Love your show.
Same time. Oh, yeah, Questioning Authority, LRN.FM, 10 p.m. Eastern, Saturday nights, ShireFreeMedia.com.
There you go.
Thank you, nobody.com. It's been a great show, and I hope to see or hear from all of you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.